Tantor Audio presents The Duke in My Bed by Amelia Gray. Narrated by Barry Krynick. Chapter 1. What's Done Cannot Be Undone. Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 1. Hyde Park, 1815. Bray Drakestone, Marquess of Lockington, heir to the Dukedom of Drakestone, sat in the curricle, every inch of him shuddering in pain. Not that anyone would know to look at him. He'd learned from a young age not to show any emotion, much less reveal pain. That this pain came from an overabundance of brandy didn't make it better. In fact, his father would have preferred he experience the searing agony of a bullet or saber wound than a pounding head and blurry eyes from drink. Bray had never listened to his father, other than to absorb the lesson of never displaying emotion. Any emotion. That skill had served him well.
"Are you going to take what's left of the night to decide if you are up to the challenge, Lockington?"
Viscount Waybury asked him. Bray pressed his eyes closed. The challenge. Damn. After a moment, Bray glanced in the Viscount's direction. Wells of misty fog that drifted across Rotten Row made it nearly impossible to make out the man sitting in the curricle not 10 paces from him. Earlier, Bray had noticed an eerie halo surrounding the oil lamps that lit the well-worn road. His horse stamped and snorted puffs of warm air while jerking its head and rattling the harness of the small sporting carriage. The animal obviously didn't like being out in the damp cold either. Bray didn't know Waybury as well as some of his other friends. The two of them hadn't attended the same schools, but they spent a lot of time together whenever the Viscount was in London. Waybury had said that he preferred the quietness of his estate in North...